Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, great specials as well. Zima's even back in the mix at Brewers Outlet. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is truly second to none. And we're the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for the play-by-play call of the day. The Mariners last night, Robinson Cano with Dave Sims on the call on Cairo.
And 1-0 to Cano. Swung on and driven deep, right center field. High, majestic drive. That ball is out of here. A grand slam for Robinson Cano. And the Mariners have blown it open. 9-3 over Detroit here in the seventh. A two home run night for Robbie Cano. He's driven in six.
The great Dave Sims with the call on the Mariners Network. As Robinson Cano hit a grand slam to help put it away for Seattle last night against Detroit. Time now, and very pleased to bring in from PhillyBaseballInsider.com, Chuck Hixon. Chuck, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Steve. Glad to talk to you.
Hey, Chuck, let's get to a couple things. Obviously, there's a process going on here. And, of course, the process can be a maddening one for everybody from club to fan. So in this process right now, where do you think the Phillies are?
Well, I think that they're disappointed with how some of the young players have responded this year, especially some of the pitchers. And that's a little bit of a concern. But, you know, I think that they're getting there. You know, they've got young players. Young players are going to be inconsistent. They're going to make mistakes. And, you know, you just have to kind of ride it through with them. There's still a lot of good young players in the minor league system. So, you know, it's not like there isn't more help coming. They've still got some guys that they can go to down at Lehigh Valley and Redding and all through the system.
I want to get into that part now, because obviously I'll give you the name of a player that a lot of fans have pinned high hopes on, and that's J.P. Crawford. But, I mean, mm-hmm. He's been hovering under 200 during the course of this season. Is there any concern at the fact that the moment he seems stalled?
Well, the Phillies won't come out and say that. You know, Dusty Watson, the manager at Lehigh Valley, you know, talks about how he's hitting balls hard and you know, he's working hard, and and that's all well and good. But bottom line is that he's hitting 194, I think it was, and he didn't have a great season at AAA when he came up last June. It was, you know, so there has to be some concern when the guy that is supposed to be the top prospect in your organization is hovering around, you know, the 200 mark after a full season at AAA. There's got to be concern to that. So, and when you talk to other scouts, a lot of scouts from other ball clubs all along have not been quite as high on J.P. Crawford as a lot of people in the Phillies organization have been.
There's also the other part, and I know from all the years I've done football, basketball, now baseball, that you really realize at some point, everybody develops at their own rate. And does that have to be taken into account sometimes with a young player like J.P. Crawford?
Yeah, it does. You know, if you watch minor league baseball, you'll find that there are some guys that, you know, every time they move to a new level, there's an adjustment period. Now, J.P. has been up at AAA for over a full season now. So he needs to have gotten past that. I just think that, especially in talking with other scouts from other teams, I don't look at J.P. Crawford as a guy that's going to be a superstar ball player in the majors. I look at him as a guy who's going to be a good shortstop, maybe make a couple of all-star games. But if anyone is counting on him being, the next Jimmy Rollins, I wouldn't quite put him at that level.
Well, let me throw another one out, and he's injured again, and that is obviously the big problem. But I look at a guy that is a quintessential leadoff guy with so much speed. If they could get Roman Quinn healthy for a consistent period of time, is he the kind of prospect you think can be a jumpstart kind of guy for the Phillies?
Roman Quinn is one of the more exciting players you're going to see, but five straight seasons now he's had injuries, and not just where he goes on the DL and misses a couple of weeks. I mean, we're talking fractured wrists, we're talking Achilles injuries, so he's missed considerable time in each of the last five seasons. He is, everyone looks at Odubel Herrera. If you want to compare the two, Roman Quinn is a smarter baseball player than Odubel Herrera. He's faster than Odubel Herrera. Some people compare him to Billy Hamilton of the Reds. I had one scout tell me that he believes Roman Quinn would be Billy Hamilton, but hit about 20 or 25 points higher because he's smart. He knows how to make contact better. He's a better bunter. He'll do that to get on base. He's one of the more exciting players you could ever want to see, but you don't get to see enough of him because of the injuries, and that's really unfortunate because there's no doubt in my mind he would be in Philadelphia at this point if not for the injuries.
Excellent point, Chuck, because I know in the New York Penn League, probably I saw him in a dozen games because they played State College, and he's the fastest player I've ever seen in the New York Penn League. That creates more problems defensively because of his speed.
Yeah, and where Odubel Herrera, let's say, takes a lot of bad routes to fly balls but makes up for it with his speed, Roman Quinn doesn't take a bad route to a ball, so he's going to get to more balls in the outfield than a guy like Odubel Herrera. And he's very baseball savvy. He'll drop down a bunt when to get on base. He'll hit the ball the other way. He does the little things that you have to do to help win a ball game.
All right. What about Nick Williams, who was acquired in the trade from Texas? Where do you think he is in all of this right now?
I've been impressed with Nick Williams this season. He was a guy that had a bit of an attitude and really wasn't the most mature player. Coming into this season, though, somebody got through to him, something got through to him, I don't know, but he's a much more mature player, taking the game much more seriously. His biggest problem right now is that he will swing at a lot of bad pitches. We talked in the press box the other day, if you want to get Nick Williams out, throw a pitch down by his ankles. He can't lay off that down and in pitch. But he's really made a lot of strides, and I think he's getting very close to being major league ready.
I know they just called up Cam Perkins, and I really liked him watching him in the minors.
Yeah.
And the other two guys I wanted to mention, Brock Stassi, obviously, and then Rhys Hoskins. Seems like the Phillies have done a good job of drafting or signing really good, in terms of size, first baseman with power to pull. What do you see in those three guys? Perkins is obviously an outfielder.
Yeah. The biggest thing that comes to mind with all three of those players is their attitude and their approach to the game. Those are three guys that do whatever the manager wants them to do. You look at Cam Perkins. He came up as a third baseman. They moved him to the outfield. He's learned all three outfield spots, and he's a plus defender at all three outfield spots. He can also play first base. in a pinch, you could move him back to third if you had to. And this year, he volunteered to be the bullpen catcher when both of the catchers at Lehigh Valley were in the lineup. And apparently he caught in high school, and he told Dusty Watson, look, I'll work in the bullpen with some guys, and if you need an emergency third catcher, I'm your guy. And you love that in a player. You know, Perkins, Stassi, and Hoskins are all real solid, good young ball players. I think Hoskins is the best of that group. He's a guy who I think they may very well shop Tommy Joseph to make a spot at first base for Rhys Hoskins. He's pretty much major league ready. And, you know, another month of ball at AAA or so, and he'll definitely be ready. And they can put him in at first base and probably put him in that lineup, you know, for the next 10 years. He's a solid everyday first baseman.
Yeah, you know what? And watching him when he was here at this level, you know, I always project guys to double A. I said, that guy's a quick automatic double A guy. I never project a guy to the major leagues. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
When they're here. But I can project them to double A, which is the make or break level. You could see in Rhys Hoskins, there was just something there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got power, and he can also hit for average. And he's a real smart ball player, again, like Quinn, as is Cam Perkins. And, you know, the players like that, they find a way to do the things that you need to do. He'll take the ball the other way. You know, Cam Perkins will come up, sees the infield's back, you're down by two, and he'll drop a bunt to lead off an inning. You know, they just know how to play the game. And I think those three, in some combination, can help the Phillies, you know, for some time to come.
You know, I look at, for example, I thought Ben Lively, I think he's pitched well lately for the Phillies. Obviously, Pivetta had that really fabulous outing against the Red Sox against Chris Sale and did well there. But I want to ask you about two guys that are down at Lehigh Valley that are still there, and that's Jake Thompson and Mark Appel. And, of course, Appel at one point in his career was the first overall pick of the draft. I mean, bloated ERAs, not great strikeout-to-walk ratios, not great ratios of innings pitched to hits. What are there concerns about Thompson and Appel at this point?
Well, Appel, you know, he seems to be starting to put things together. He went 8 1/3 innings the other night and really pitched well against Pawtucket. You know, he shows flashes of being a really good pitcher, but then he'll go out and he'll just get ripped apart. So I think it's just getting that consistency and the confidence. Jake Thompson, his downfall came when they brought him up to Philadelphia last season. He was admittedly nervous, and the Phillies did something that I think was incredibly stupid. Bob McClure came to him and said, okay, we know, you know, you're nervous and you're having trouble transitioning. Let's change your mechanics and simplify it. This is a kid that was the International League Pitcher of the Year. Let him get over the nerves, keep the mechanics the same, and he has not been the same since that point. And he said earlier this season it really threw him, and he was in that phase where kind of he was caught in between the two mechanics and was having a little bit of trouble with it. Now, again, his last outing, 8 shutout innings. You know, he's a guy that I think will get it back together. But I think the Phillies really messed him up and have wasted half of the season with him.
You know, it's amazing. There's a reason why you get to a point. Now, I can understand maybe let's try and add in a pitch, and at a certain point we'll let you use it in a game.
Right.
But there's a reason you get to a certain point in your career, and you're confident in that. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I love talking to old-time scouts, and there's a guy who is retired now, his name is Ben McClure, was a scout with the Milwaukee Brewers and a number of other teams, and he was a minor league coach with the Cardinals years ago. And the philosophy with players was don't change their mechanics at all, no matter how bad they're doing, don't change their mechanics until they come to you and say, I need help. Because then they're going to be open to changing their mechanics. They're going to listen more to it. They're going to get more out of it. If you start changing things, a lot of players kind of look the other way, and they don't fully believe in that because, like you said, I've made it to AAA, and I've pitched pretty well with these mechanics. Now all of a sudden you want to change what I'm doing? And the Phillies, unfortunately, have a history of changing mechanics for hitters and for pitchers. And I think one of the guys that they had so messed up was Dominic Brown. He would literally change his stance at the plate during an at-bat. He would be changing. And I think he was just mentally lost.
Chuck, this was absolutely fascinating. I appreciate the time and all the information that you gave us on the show today. Chuck Hixon from PhillyBaseballInsider.com. Chuck, thank you so much.
No problem. Glad to join you.
That was really, for a Philly fan, that had to be a segment of tremendous information from Chuck Hixon. He gave some great evaluations. I mean, not good. He gave some great evaluations along the way. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Imagine getting behind the wheel and looking forward to your journey ahead. If when you turned your car on, it did the same for you. Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury has the full 2017 Lincoln lineup ready to invigorate your driving experience with affordable American luxury. Well-qualified buyers can take advantage of $4,000 cash back and 0% for 72 months on the luxurious 2017 Lincoln Navigator. Or lease a new 2017 Lincoln MKX all-wheel drive for $363 per month for 36 months. Sunbury Motors Lincoln is your destination for affordable American luxury. Located in Sunbury in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and online at sunburylincoln.com. Financing with Lincoln AFS with approved credit. Lease based on stock number LB738, 10,000 miles per year and $3,900 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, tax and fees extra.
Offer ends 757.
Great to have you with us on the show today. My brother in just a few moments to wrap up the week. Didn't really get too much into the NBA draft. It pretty much went according to form last night. I had said on the show on Wednesday I expected the Celtics to take Jason Tatum and not Josh Jackson. And the reason I said they would was that when you look at the Celtics play, the Celtics are a perimeter-oriented, face-up shooting team, and Tatum is exactly that. And when you hit 85% of your free throws and have a great stroke versus a guy that hits 56% of his free throws and has kind of a funky motion, I go with more reliable. And that would be Tatum. I think he'll fit in well with the Celtics. I think Lonzo Ball will be fabulous with the Lakers, but they'll have to surround him with more talent. I think Fultz is another important piece for the Sixers, who certainly have made stride forwards. But the Jimmy Butler trade changed everything last night. Jimmy Butler is now to go with Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, and then a veteran in Ricky Rubio at point guard. That's the veteran presence, young players need to have around. And Tom Thibodeau, as Sean mentioned, knows him so well from his Chicago Bulls days. A couple of quick notes. Tim Frazier was traded by the New Orleans Pelicans to the Washington Wizards, where he will back up John Wall. John Wall, in terms of pure speed, might be the fastest guard in the league, and I think it's a great luxury for Scott Brooks and Washington that when they take Wall out of the game, they've got a guy of comparable quickness that comes off the bench in Tim Frazier. And we're talking about Big Ten guys that have big names that didn't get drafted. It went about the way we thought. I think Swanigan got drafted a little higher than I thought he would be, although I did say 25 to 35, didn't I?
Hey, you're in the show.
Yeah.
You're in there.
Yeah, he was 26. So, you know, I was leaning more toward the 30 to 35, but I said 25 to 35 because if you count your bets like that, you can sometimes be right.
So. And he gets to keep number 50. Portland just announced a little while ago he will stick with number 50.
Good.
Yeah.
But Melo Trimble, I mentioned James Blackman was not going to get picked. Did not. Melo Trimble didn't get picked. And all this speculation over the last 3 years about Melo Trimble, would he come out, you know, what round would he go in, and so on and so forth. He didn't get picked at all. The Sixers signed him as a free agent. So Melo Trimble is now with the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, that's a you know, for the Sixers, I think it's a smart move on their part. But it just shows you how the NBA is a little different animal. Melo Trimble's a really good college basketball player. But then on the pro level, he can't crack the first two rounds. Very interesting. All right, my brother, in the final half hour, we'll have some fun.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Great specials, by the way. At Brewers Outlet, Milwaukee's best regular 30-pack, $12.97. Zima is back. A feel of the 90s. Zima 24-pack bottles, $29.95. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. And the pickle bar. Of course, they roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar is truly second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. And, Sean, thanks for the barrels you brought from Brewers Outlet to the studio here on Monday. Loved it. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have scaled the mountain so we can get wisdom from the Maharaja at the top. That would be you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I went to a rock concert last night.
Yeah.
Here in South Windsor, yeah. It was pretty cool. And we're walking around, and then Claire is gone, and where's Claire? She's with your wife.
Yeah.
If you're looking for your wife, she's here in South Windsor.
Yeah. She called me today and told me about it.
Yeah. We found her. Yeah. She's safe. It was fun. It was neat. She got
a kick out of that. She said, I couldn't believe all of a sudden we're there. And all of a sudden, I saw Claire. I said, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's like magnet and steel.
Yeah, I'm glad you found her.
Yeah, it was neat. Yeah, she was at a mosh pit. So.
Who was playing? Metallica? Who'd you see?
It was called the Savage Brothers.
Okay.
So, they've been around here for a long, long time. They're very, very good. It was a free outdoor concert, and they're a very popular band around here. And they've got, you know, full trumpets and saxophones, and they're very good. It was a fun night.
Brassy, sassy, and classy. I like that.
Yeah. It was cool. So, And then I got a bone to pick with you.
Me or your brother?
Steve.
Oh, well, there's no bones to pick with you.
Well, the relationship went to a different level here 2 weeks ago. We finally had a chance to break bread together.
We're on a bunny hop level, so. So, this goes to Sean. Okay. Remember the football picks last year?
Like it was yesterday. Yeah.
Now, wasn't there a bet? Do you remember what the bet was?
Did it involve cash?
No, you made the bet. That was your idea. What was the bet?
I don't remember. I seriously don't.
Steve, what was the bet?
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Was it taking you to dinner?
It may have been something in passing.
Taking you to dinner at Mill in the River?
Well, it didn't have to be Mill in the River. We were there. You made us pay for a rehearsal dinner.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God.
I feel hurt.
If it makes you feel better, I can show you a copy of the check I wrote for the reception the next night.
Oh, you had to pay for that?
Yeah, I sort of had to sit down and, like, take a pen.
The check good?
Yeah, it cleared.
Well, speaking of checks, and I'm only kidding, I'm just joking around. Speaking of checks, you got to call me after the show.
Okay. All right. I know. I think I know what it's about.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I got the number where you got to call. It's a secret. It's not a secret. We're not millionaires, so don't worry about it. So.
One can hope.
Anyway, that's all I got.
It's not some number in Kenya, is it? Everybody gets those junk emails. I'm telling you, we've got a fortune waiting for you. All you have to do.
You mean it's fake?
I'll get back to you.
I've been waiting here for 6 months. So.
Gee, I bet you have.
Anyway, hey, you know, something to be said for superstar golfers coming to golf tournaments. And
yeah,
they used to say
well.
The Tiger Woods, the Travelers Open here in Cromwell is packed, absolutely packed, because Jordan Spieth is there, Rory McIlroy is there.
Jason Day
is there, Jim Furyk's there. The place is fit, and it's mainly packed because of Spieth and McIlroy. But, they draw crowds.
And Spieth is winning, by the way.
Yeah, looking
he's
like
winning.
The tournament. Right now, 8 under par.
How's he doing today?
He's done.
Today?
Yeah, he's winning today. He's got a one-shot lead over on Tommy Merritt and Graham Dillette and Patrick Reed. And Reed's another star.
Absolutely a star. I mean, he's Captain America.
I mean, Merritt, Dillette, and Reed are all one-shot back. Spieth is done for the day. He's at 8 under par, and he leads the tournament.
Wow, he should have done better today. He had enough because he was 7 under yesterday.
Yeah.
So they must have had some tough holes because really it was only 1 under par today. Yesterday it was 7 under par. They were looking at him breaking all the records there are. But I think Jim Furyk drew a lot of these guys there. Oh, Bubba Watson's there every year too.
Yeah.
With Jim Furyk shooting, a 58 last year, the other golfers were like, wow, I want to play there.
Well, they have a new rule. They have a new rule in that if you do not play in more than 25 tour events, you must then play in an event you have not played in the last 4 years.
So oh,
a lot
really?
Of the, Yep. A lot of the players got together and through some work and recruitment by Travelers Insurance, which is the obviously the lead sponsor of the tournament, they were able to get in touch with during the course of the spring down at Colonial and also at the Byron Nelson Classic to talk to some of these players and then talk to a Jim Furyk and a Bubba Watson where they did say, hey, look, I think that's a place you want to go. And especially after the U.S. Open, which has the ability, even though Erin Hills was a different kind of golf course, to kind of beat you up and beat your game up a little bit mentally. All of a sudden you get to a place like River Highlands, which is a really good course, but is obviously more
course.
Right. It's also more forgiving than the U.S. Open course. And because it's more forgiving, suddenly you get a few birdies, and now you get a little more confidence. And they were told that the crowds were really huge and that they love it. And so these guys all decided to play it because, again, under the rules, if you play fewer than 25 tournaments on the tour during the course of a year, you must play a tournament that you have not played in the last 4 years.
Now, I know you didn't mean that Bubba doesn't fit in that category.
No, he doesn't fit in that category, but they used him as a recruit.
This was Bubba. Bubba loves Hartford because it was his first tournament he ever won, and it was when nobody knew who Bubba Watson was.
Right. What I'm saying is the Travelers people talked to Bubba, hey, why don't you talk to these guys about how great it is to come here?
Right, right. And it is a fun tournament. Spieth last night was just like, this place is great. You know, it's a beautiful course. It's very well run, and it's a definitely fan-friendly. You know, it's like an amphitheater at most of the holes.
It's a TPC course, and TPC courses are what's called stadium golf.
Yeah,
and River Highlands is a stadium golf course. The way it's set up with the hills around the greens, the mounding where people could sit and watch and so forth.
I sat at the 16th green one year for an entire day. It was great. It's a par 3 hole, and it was great. And then one year I followed Sergio Garcia and what's his name?
Mickelson?
Yeah, Mickelson around. Hey, we got that's a huge story that not many people are talking about. Mickelson fired his caddy.
Yeah, Bones, 25 years.
Yeah.
Bones McKay. That one, to me, is one of those where I looked at it and said, wow, that makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
From the outside looking in.
They're very close. I mean, and you could see it on the golf course how close they are.
Yeah.
That they have a different relationship than other caddies, and he fired them. And that's the word they use is he fired them. So I wonder what happened.
Who knows?
You know?
Who knows? All I know is the three of us so far have made it through this day without that happening, so that's good.
I had a guy quit.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Dave quit. So.
Oh, okay. Big Dave.
Yeah. No. Well. See ya. Watch out for that door. Anyhow.
Sean, what do we have time for here?
We'll throw a few trivia questions here. Give you guys a shot here. What do we got?
Four teepees.
How about, we were just talking about golf. The average golf ball has how many dimples? The average golf ball has how many dimples?
Google.
269.
More than that.
495.
Less than that.
395.
The winner without going over. 310.
336.
Wow.
And speaking of golf.
And each dimple matters.
So. Well, I played this morning with one of the scouts from the Oakland A's, who's a good friend of mine. We had it rained a little bit. We had an absolute blast. And there were a couple times I wish a couple of those dimples rolled just a little bit further.
What'd you shoot?
86.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what I would get in the front nine. What are the only three European countries that have won the soccer's World Cup?
Germany. England. And
I don't know if
Italy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a partial. It's West Germany.
Oh, come on. We're going to. A wall's going to. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the answer. England, Italy, and West Germany. But you guys did really good. So I don't think West Germany. Maybe these are old questions. So, we'll give it to you. Good job.
I feel so much better now.
All right, I found another golf one here. In the movie Caddyshack, Rodney Dangerfield's character Al danced in the middle of the fairway to what song?
Oh God.
I remember it, but I don't remember the song. Because I always say, the only thing, when I think of Caddyshack, I can only remember the Kenny Loggins song.
Oh, Kevin, you know this. Now I'm talking to myself. Let me ask my alter ego. Hang on.
I don't know, because I can only remember the Kenny Loggins song.
Oh, I forgot.
Here we go.
Come on, everybody, let's dance!
Oh, that was one of them.
Was it Chevy Chase's character Ty hits the drive into a tree? And he says, well, that's considered good luck. And he says, yeah, where? In Haiti?
Nah. That was so good. What woman won the U.S. figure skating titles? Whoops. Yeah, what woman won the U.S. figure skating titles from 6 to 173, but never an Olympic gold medal?
From when?
It must be a typo. From 1976 to 1983. But never won. In other words, it doesn't matter the dates. She won the U.S. figure skating title 5 years in a row, but never won an Olympic gold medal.
I think I know this one.
Well, I originally would have said Janet Lynn.
Ding, 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 ding. You won. You're right.
Bingo.
I mean, I may not pay for dinner. I may not pay for dinner, but I can come up with stuff like that.
I was only kidding about that. You don't owe me none. So, I got more. You got more, Sean?
Yeah, I'll throw one more in here. Let's see. 25 points, 22 rebounds, 21 assists. That's the only triple-double in NBA history. Who did it?
Well, with all those numbers?
Yeah, in one game, right.
In one game?
Mm-hmm. 25 points, 22 boards, 21 dimes. The only triple-double in NBA history.
Will Chamberlain.
You are correct, sir.
Yep.
Happened.
Is that correct?
You are correct.
Yep. Yes. I love to get one right.
That happened.
Makes my whole day, my night, everything, and then I brag about it.
That happened. That happened a couple of years. A couple of years after when he had that 100-point night at Hershey Park Stadium, or at Hershey Park Arena.
He was awesome.
Chamberlain got 100 that night. Chamberlain, who was a terrible free throw shooter, 50% for his career, was 28 of 32 that night when he got 100 points.
Wow. He used to shoot him underhand, right?
Yeah, because he finally got desperate. Yeah.
He used to get tired of people. It's a true story. People saying, hey, how's the weather up there? You know, and it would aggravate him. So he started, that somebody would say, hey, Will, how's the weather up there? He'd spit on him and say, it's raining.
Jeez, yeah.
Okay, oh, I got goodness. One. What teams played the first All-California Super Bowl?
What teams played the first All-California Super Bowl?
Yep. You should be able to narrow this down pretty easy.
Yeah, you would think so. Let's see.
Why do I think this is a trick question?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Not really, huh?
I'm going to help you. There's only three teams, well, four total teams that ever played there.
I mean,
I guess, didn't...
It is kind of
Did the 49ers play the Chargers? Is that the one where Steve Young threw the six touchdown passes?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Steve Young threw the six touchdown passes, yeah.
And then Stan Humphries had a rough night for the Chargers that night. Yeah,
yeah, there's a reason nobody ever remembers him. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's right, because that was the time when, you know, Steve Young was, like, yelling and holding the Lombardi trophy up with Brent Musburger there in the background.
Yeah, and he was on the sideline acting like he was pulling a monkey off his back. Okay, yeah, got it. Great. Good for you.
He's a great quarterback. Do you guys like Steve Young?
Yeah, I did. I thought he was a fabulous quarterback because he was a quarterback that could make something happen with his arm or his legs.
Yeah,
he was really, really good.
I love his commentary, too. I think he's good on TV.
He's smart.
He doesn't pull punches. Yeah, he's a smart guy. So
yeah, very smart guy.
Yeah. Great course. Yeah. A big guy. Deceivingly big.
Anyway. I guess we're into the end of it here.
We are. Time for the weekend.
Yes, we are. We're getting close to football season. You can kind of hear that gridiron moving.
Yeah, you can. What do we got? What's today? The 23rd. So it's 7:38. 38 and 31 is 69 plus 2. 73 days to the start of Penn State football season.
And high school football here in Pennsylvania, 8 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? I've got baseball
tonight.
That's
got to be really competitive.
No, it is. It's fun. But, you know, it's fun. And that's something that when we were coming through and playing so many years ago, Kev, you know, we always played Saturday afternoons.
Oh, I know. I lived in Marietta, Ohio, and I was stunned. The high school had their own stadium, and it was Friday night, and the whole town went.
That's the culture here. Oh, yeah. No, it was friends and family day at the ballpark.
Yeah. I mean, the entire town's come out. Big. We had the one big game a year, but these guys. And then the bands are just as big, you know, the halftime show.
Yeah,
and it was culture shock for me. I was like, "Wow, you got to be kidding me!"
And every once in a while, you'll get a football player that they'll let play in the band. Ever hear of that one, Sean?
This is true.
No need to stick around for halftime adjustments. Go play. It don't affect you.
We'll let you know what we talked about in 12 minutes.
So you're going to give me that
joke.
You're going to give me that number in Kenya to call, huh?
Yeah, I got to give you that number in Kenya. But sounds like you already reached them, so I'll just take your share.
No need to call.
We're good.
It's about the same as that meal the other night.
Uh.
Yeah, Sean, every once in a while they'll let a youngster play in the band and skip all the halftime stuff.
Don't have to worry about all that yelling.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have to worry about the yelling, and then, you know, then you kind of feel like Rudy at the end. All right. All right. I'll call you in a few minutes.
Okay. Bye, Sean.
See you next
Bye,
week,
honey.
Kev.
All right, we're counting down. We have no show on Monday because of the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. So no show on Monday. I just sense there's a golf course out there screaming my name. I shot 86 today. You know what? I kind of felt like I've shot, I mean, the lowest I've shot this year is 79, and I have 180. But in a lot of ways, I walked out of there thinking, I didn't do that bad today.
In the zone. Keep her going.
No. I just hit a lot of lucky shots. And I putted well.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.